Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Kaya Biz on the street, on the air. So last year, the Competition Commission blocked a proposed deal by Vodacom to buy a 30% stake in fiber group Maziv. 2 days ago, the Competition Commission said that it's no longer going to oppose Vodacom's proposed acquisition. Let's speak to Dobak Patta, a telecoms analyst, on this. Dobak, thanks so much for your time on Kaya Biz. Can you explain the backstory around this deal to us in simple terms, please?
Good evening, and thank you for hosting me. Yes, a number of years ago, and just about 4 years ago, Vodacom, which is the largest, certainly largest mobile operator and the largest telecommunications operator overall, when we look at revenues, for instance, in South Africa, came to an agreement with another group, telecommunications assets owners, acronym being CIVH, that they would like to purchase 30% with an option of purchasing a further 10%, so to get up to 40% in that group and effectively form a JV with a larger telecommunications network infrastructure objective in mind. And the group that they have been negotiating with, CIVH, owns Dark Fiber Africa, which has a fairly extensive network, certainly in municipalities, larger metropolitan areas, and a number of the smaller ones. And they are purely a wholesaler, so they make that infrastructure available to other telecommunications operators to deliver retail services or to service their own network. And also Vumatel, which is the largest fiber to the home, and then subsequently also expanding into a little bit into fiber to the business environment, fiber network operator, also a wholesaler. So they don't provide retail services, but they make the infrastructure and products delivered over the infrastructure available to downstream retail internet service providers that provide services to our homes and businesses on that fiber infrastructure.
Yeah.
They subsequently obviously had to go through the Competition Commission process of review and approval. Competition Commission decided that it would be disadvantageous to other operators, service providers in the market, for that JV to actually take place, to emerge. That went on to the Competition Tribunal, which in October last year also arrived at the same decision, confirmed Competition Commission's recommendation, and then quite late, only about 6 months later, released the reasons why it deemed that to why it chose not to approve that merger or that acquisition by Vodacom into the Maziv group. And then parties, Vodacom decided to appeal it. They haven't yet. But certainly the Department of Trade and Industry and Competition appealed that ruling by the Competition Tribunal. But before that process has begun to unfold, we learned recently, in fact yesterday, that the Competition Commission and the parties to the potential JV, Vodacom and CIVH or Maziv group, have been negotiating and came to a new understanding of potentially allowing this acquisition to proceed.
What changed, I wonder?
So a couple of things changed. Certainly what changed is that Vodacom and Maziv have improved, let's say, their offer to the Competition Commission to mitigate potential negative impact on the market, on other service providers, operators, and ultimately on the South African consumer and business, which was claimed by parties that were opposing this merger, that there would be a negative impact from this acquisition if it were allowed to go forward. So they approved it across a number of different factors that were being considered. A second factor was that, I wouldn't discount potentially some political leaning on the Competition Commission, even though it is an independent body, by the government, by the specifically the Department of Trade and Industry and Competition, to allow this to proceed, or at least try and review it and look at it in a more positive light,
yeah,
from potential benefits that will flow for the country.
Yeah, Dobik, if you're speaking about potential benefits, if I'm listening on my way home, in the car, on the street, on the air, why should I care about this deal? How practically will it affect me?
So you as a consumer have a choice of, depending where you live and obviously which socioeconomic group you fall into, i.e., are you, you know, very affluent, middle, upper middle class, or you effectively are low income, in the lower income groups. But you do have a choice of telecommunications services, voice and data, which has become a lot more important, including streaming videos, etc. The concern was that a deal of this nature would create a very dominant infrastructure entity, which would try to limit competition in the market and increase prices, for instance, which is a consequence often of limited competition when we move into a monopoly or duopoly situation specifically. Mm-hmm. And that has a negative impact on your ability to choose a service, have a service of your choice, and at a price that you can afford or that you're comfortable with. And that was the concern, and Vodacom and Meziv have been trying to educate the Competition Commission and sway it to demonstrate to it that they would put in mitigating factors that would prevent those types of negative impacts from happening. But I think we need to realize that telecommunications infrastructure specifically is not an inexpensive game. And our telecommunications operators, such as Vodacom, MTN, spend 10 billion and more rand a year on infrastructure and IT systems to build out new networks, improve networks, expand the networks, and then they also have operational costs throughout the year. Telecom a little bit less, and Rain and Cell C as well. Cell C doesn't really have much of an infrastructure now. There's a point at which, I think on the other hand, we are a large country with segments of the country geographically sparsely populated. It does take a lot of money to provide good quality services. And if you're a small operator and the market's very fragmented, it becomes more and more difficult to do that. So I think naturally, given those factors, we are a country that's a territory that lends itself to probably fewer larger operators that have the financial resources to be able to build up that infrastructure and provide quality services subsequently over that infrastructure. And naturally, we don't want to move into a position of complete monopoly or maybe even duopoly, but I don't think we are in danger of that. And we certainly can mitigate any potential adverse impacts of operators becoming bigger and fewer in the market through regulation. You know, there is regulation that can be introduced for structural separation or certainly functional separation within operators, which means effectively that if you are what's called vertically integrated, you offer wholesale and retail services within the same group, regulation can separate that and force you to treat all other retail service providers on the same basis as your own retail service provider within the group, i.e. your wholesale operation cannot discriminate or favor your internal company operation that provides services to the consumers, such as yourself, or to businesses.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be monitored and enforced, but it is doable. Telkom has done it, for instance, by separating out OpenServe, a wholesale infrastructure operator, from, you know, Telkom retail operations, fixed and mobile services. So it's not impossible. It just means that it needs to be structured properly.
Mm-hmm. Dobek Pata, telecoms analyst, thank you for your time on Kaya Biz this evening. Just as we leave, lessons to other telecoms operators, and I know we don't know, you know, the intricacies of what happened to move from it being blocked to now, but if you can just share a last thought on what other telecoms operators can learn from this.
I think it will certainly set a precedent. Number one, MTN has tried to acquire OpenServe or Telkom Group, specifically OpenServe, in the past, not successfully, but and there was concern that it wouldn't be approved by the Competition Commission and the Competition Tribunal. I think if this merger or this JV comes to pass, then it would set a precedent. It would be easier for someone like MTN to try and acquire a competitor and grow in that way through acquisition as well. I think it also just demonstrates to other telecommunications operators that they don't necessarily have to keep investing money organically and not consider acquisitions because they would not be approved and it's a waste of time and money.
Yeah.
In fact, acquisitions have been taking place in the market. That's just the nature of the market. Importantly, maybe the retail service providers that are afraid that they will be disadvantaged should probably not fear that, knowing that certain conditions will be put in place to try and prevent any type of non-competitive behavior by someone like Vodacom and Meziv. Obviously, time will tell how it unfolds. But I think if we look a couple of years down the line, that there probably will be more positive rather than negative experience, which will reinforce that the belief in the market that we can have larger operators providing more extensive, also less expensive services without disadvantaging the competition.
All right. Dobek Pata, telecoms analyst, thank you for your time in explaining that Vodacom Maziv deal to us, the implications and what's going to happen next. Coming up in just a moment, we'll be speaking to Kaya Sithole, a chartered accountant, activist and academic, taking a look at the Trump and South Africa relations. Do stay with us on Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.